This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7373. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kaysen. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kaysen.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world. Don't cough, Anson. You're the co-host.
I'm Carrie.
Hello, Carrie Kaysen.
Hi, nice to be here.
You sound a little hoarse. You look great, though.
Thank you very much.
I gotta tell you, I thought this show was never gonna start. Everyone's listening to hear Anson Williams sitting in for Carrie Kaysen on Gervie's Law today, and the show just wasn't gonna start.
There was just lots of stuff going on before the show.
I couldn't believe it.
And they were doing a lot of commercials. I mean, someone's selling a lot out there.
I don't know. KBC is making a lot of money, and they're just not letting Alan Gervie come on the show to say that I still am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here in Culver City, silly California.
That's a new city. Was that just created?
Culver City, California. The managing partner of your life.
Okay.
Anson Williams, of course,
yes.
Of Happy Days fame, and a lot of other fame. It's interesting. You go on the internet and you look at Anson Williams. Of course, he played Potsy Weber on Happy Days for many, many years, one of the most successful shows in TV history. And you see that he's done so much more. He has been a director and a producer, director of Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, Xena Warrior Princess, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, The Seventh Heaven, my favorite show, Secret Life of the American Teenagers. Wow, that's pretty impressive, Anson.
It sounds really good, doesn't it?
Did you do all that?
I did all that. I hardly remember it, but I did it. No, I was very lucky. I started directing in 85.
Wow.
The year after Happy Days ran its course. And I was very lucky in having, you know, a lot of opportunity in television. And I've had a lot of fun because I was able to do different genres.
Yeah.
You know, sci-fi and, you know, melodrama and comedy. So it's been a good time.
Teen sexploitation. Oh, that was good.
My favorite. Yeah.
I got to tell you that we're sad that Carrie's not here. We're happy that Anson's here. Carrie has been running around the world. She is doing so much great work. She was in Texas. She was in Florida, and now she's in Mexico City, and she's helping all those in need. It's amazing what Carrie Kasem does in this world. She jumps from one catastrophe to the other, and we shouldn't laugh.
She should come to my house.
Yeah. She is saving people. She is hydrating people who have no water. In Mexico City, the situation has been dire, and she has been texting me throughout the week saying all the great work, and they really appreciate it. She went from Florida right to Mexico City. Let's stop with these natural disasters. Can we stop with this already?
Yes, we can. Let me push a button.
Please do.
Zzz.
And Carrie Kasem will be back in a couple of weeks, actually. She is doing God's work, and we're really appreciative of her. And later on in the show, you don't want to miss later in the show, because we have a special treat for everyone. This past week was the Jewish New Year, and then we have the holiday of Yom Kippur that's coming up next Saturday. And we're going to talk to two people who really have a lot of insight into how to make it a really great year, how to improve yourself, how to do things, New Year's resolution, so to speak. None other than Hudson and Harper Gervey. Hudson's 4 years old, Harper's 3 years old. And you don't want to miss them, because they have a lot of messages to give to everyone so that you will have a great year, and you will do, just like Carrie Kasem is doing, you will do for the world what the world really needs. We'll also have my mom, who's visiting from Toronto, taking care of Hudson and Harper. She's going to be on the air. Unfortunately, my wife Nancy is in Las Vegas tending to her stepmom, who's been very, very sick. We wish her all the best. We hope she will get better very quickly. So all our love to Vegas, to Nancy Taylor Rosenberg, who is a very well-known author, wrote some really amazing books, New York Times bestseller, and she's ailing right now. So all our love there. Stay tuned later. You're going to really love hearing from Hudson and Harper and my mom. It's going to be exciting. But before we get there, we need to talk about something that's really important, because Anson Williams is here, and he's done a lot of great work since his acting, his directing, his producing. He's written a great book, and you need to get that. It's called Singing to a Bulldog, From Happy Days to Hollywood Director and the Unlikely Mentor Who Gets Me There. We can talk about that a little later. He also was involved with Star Maker Products, a cosmetic company, and now he's come up with something along with some of business partners, based on a discussion he had with his uncle, Henry Heimlich. Everyone knows the Heimlich maneuver, and unfortunately, your uncle Henry Heimlich passed away in December.
December 17th.
December 17th. Yes. And you were going through some personal issues as well with your colon cancer.
I did. I did. That was quite a wake-up call. I had talked with Henry a couple of weeks before he passed. And in fact, he reiterated that it was very important to get what we're going to be talking about, alert right. drops, out to everyone, because he said it's very important. You're going to save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. And I promised him I would. He passed away. A few days after he passed away, I found out I had colon cancer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a shock. And it's funny. The doctor said, the bad news is you've got it. The good news is if you're going to get it, you got the one to get.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel better.
Well.
So, no, but anyway, but.
There is a silver lining sometimes.
Well, there was. And, I lucked out. I went in. I'm cancer free, and I was able to take care of it. But it really does rearrange your priorities quite a bit. You know, you're in that room alone, and you have a lot of time to think, and, you know, life is a blink, and you want to do something important with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing, because I know I was reading about what was going on at that time, and interesting, I don't know if it was you or Henry, who said that we all pass away, but if you can leave the world with something that will live on after us, that's an amazing gift.
That was Henry. Dr. Heimlich, his whole philosophy was that we're all going to die. Very important to leave something positive behind that doesn't.
Right.
And he lived his life that way. I mean, even today, he's still living through saving lives. I mean, he's saving lives through the maneuver every day, and now alert drops, which is his inspiration. Every day he's saving lives. What a great legacy.
So let's talk about alert drops, because it's really important. And later on the show, we're going to bring Daniel Brown on, who's an attorney with Taylor English in Atlanta. And he is an expert in sleep disorders, an attorney who understands what drowsy driving is. And we need to talk about this, because it's almost an epidemic right now of people who are falling asleep at the wheel or who are very tired. Tell us about your own experience, Anson, how you got interested in this.
It started years ago. I was directing a show called Slap Maxwell with Dabney Coleman.
I remember.
And we were faking Texas in Palmdale. A very hot day, hard day of directing. I'm driving back on the 14, and all of a sudden, I just blacked out. I fell asleep.
Wow.
I ended up waking up, bouncing around in the desert instantly, but I could have really killed myself. Scared me to death. A few days later, I was speaking to Dr. Heimlich about it, who's an expert at how the body helps the body. He understands sensory connection and all this kind of stuff. He recommended that I cut up lemons, keep them in the car, and whenever I felt drowsy, bite into it hard. He said the citric acid, along with the sour lemon, will hit the lingual nerve on top of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. So, whoop, you're up. You're awake instantly, your own body waking the body.
So why didn't you just talk about caffeine? Because a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to drink coffee. I haven't slept for 18 hours, 24 hours. What's the difference with this lemon and the evolution of alert drops from just drinking coffee or having caffeine?
Well, first of all, it doesn't work. That's why it's so catastrophic, drowsy driving, and gets worse every year. The reason caffeine doesn't work, it takes 20 minutes to take effect, one. And so that's kind of worthless. Then you've got to drink a lot of it. And then you're all jittery, and then your sleep pattern's screwed up. So you're just on this constant merry-go-round of exhaustion. So it really doesn't do the job people think it does. And if it does anything, it's too late by the time it takes effect. Alert drops, because of Dr. Heimlich's incredible brilliance in understanding sensory connection of tongue and brain, is an instant reflex reaction of adrenaline right then, right there, right now, nothing in your system. And we found the average length of time it works per spray in our subject groups was 30 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
And then if you needed more, hit it again.
So how did you develop this? You talked to your uncle, and you talked about the lemon, and then it took you a while, and I know you had a business partner, Joanna Connell.
Joanna Connell, I met on Melrose Place. We went, and that's when we started the Star Maker Beauty line.
Yeah.
And I won't get into all the details of that, but we were on QVC for 10 years. And it was very successful. But then we started getting into really researching problem-solving products, stuff that's really important that maybe that's not in the marketplace.
Right.
And, you know, I was using these lemons for years, and then we started researching and found out just how catastrophic drowsy driving is. Oh my God. There, in 2012, the Natural Sleep Foundation did a detailed study. Then there were 168 million verified drowsy drivers a year. 168 million. One out of five admitted to falling asleep. They knew at least one out of five accidents were caused by it. More deaths, more tragedies than drunk driving and medicated driving combined. $12 billion in damage, families being torn apart, the fatalities, the average age 18 to 25, college kids on coming home. Totally 100% preventable. That's when I called Dr. Heimlich, and Joanna and I spoke with him and said that, we had an idea. Basically, it was, what if we took the right amount of citric acid? What if we took the right amount of sour lemon? And what if we put it into a spray drop? If we could spray it right on top of the tongue, right on top of that lingual nerve? He said, Anson, let's absolutely do it. It will work 100%, and you'll save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. You've got to do this. And we did. We created a product called Alert Drops. If people go to alertdrops.com, they will see the science behind it. They will see why it works, how safe it works, how natural it is. They will see that we've been already honored by the United States Congress, by the California State Senate, by the City of Los Angeles. They'll read testimonials of lives that have been, just backtracking, We've been out there 8 weeks. People are alive today because of alert jobs.
And the City of Angels Award in 2016.
While we were developing it.
For a breakthrough product.
Yes.
That helps people.
It saves lives. It saves lives. It prevents tragedies. It keeps families from being torn apart. It stops this catastrophic problem. The silent killer no one talks about.
You know, it's interesting because the National Sleep Foundation and Dan Brown, who will be on the show shortly, is an executive committee member of that organization, did a poll and found out that 60% of adult drivers have experienced it. 37% have actually fallen asleep at the wheel. I mean, they're frightening numbers.
Yes.
To think about what people are going through on the roads, and I think it skews more for men and certain jobs with kids, people with kids, people who are on medications, people who have disorders and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It all contributes to an epidemic which is separate and apart from drunk driving. It's much more difficult to quantify.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that it isn't as important to address.
Well, they know it's causing more problems than what you just talked about. I mean, you know, if you take medication, you know, don't drive. If you drink, don't drive. There's all these innocent, wonderful people out there not realizing they're tired, not realizing the condition they're in. There's nothing there warning them till it's too late. Where now, if they start feeling a little, oh, drowsy, I'm tired, one hit, the alert drops on that tongue, and man, you're up, you're awake. And we're not saying keep driving for 8 hours.
Right.
We're saying you're safe, get off the road
and
now.
And get to the place where you need
to get to. Get to the place you need to get to now.
You know, I remember when I was in college, I used to drive a lot because I lived in Canada and I went to school in Rhode Island at Brown, and I drove across the country, and I really remember thinking that I was going to be fast asleep. I never did, thank goodness, but I was so tired. I used to stretch out my arms. I used to try chewing gum.
Doesn't work.
I really needed something to get me going, to get me to where I was going.
Well, that's why Dr. Heimlich is so brilliant. He understands how the body works. His wife, who passed away a few years before Dr. Heimlich, was Jane Heimlich. She was one of the twin daughters of Arthur Murray.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was a pioneer in alternative health. She wrote the book, What Your Doctors Don't Tell You. And she had a big influence on Henry, Dr. Heimlich, finding natural ways to stop certain things without medications. That inspired the Heimlich maneuver. It inspired a lot of things. He started looking at medicine differently. And that's why he had this knowledge of the lingual nerve on the tongue and how to keep the body awake naturally, the body waking the body. I would have never known it without the brilliance of this man. But there it is. One little spray, your life saved.
And
instantly.
When did alert drops actually get on the market? Because I know you developed it for a couple of years.
Yes,
as you
took
talked
a couple
about.
Of years. Because we needed the right amount of citric acid, this and that. It sounds simple, but it wasn't simple.
It wasn't.
But it came out middle of July.
Just this past July?
The last couple of months, yes.
Uh-huh. And how's it been doing? I feel like this is the Shark Tank, because I was watching it last last night, and I think I want to give some money here so that I can be part of this company.
Yeah.
Because it's really important.
That's funny. Lori Grenier contacted me through LinkedIn.
The CVC. not the QVC.
Yeah, QVC, yeah. I could see it would work really well on Shark Tank.
I want to go and present that.
We're getting the patent on it, too, so, you know.
We are going to talk to lawyer Dan Brown after the break. We're talking to Anson Williams. Listen to Gervie's Law. We will be right back after this.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, offer. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7373. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
I was in line at the grocery store when I heard a little boy ask his mom, "What's that on her leg?" I turned around to find the child pointing at my varicose veins. He didn't mean to hurt my feelings, but it did. That's the moment that I knew it was time to do something about it. I called West Medical and set up a consultation on my drive home. West Medical was able to completely remove my ugly varicose veins in 1 hour with no downtime. Now my legs look smooth and incredible. If you have varicose veins, you should give them a call. It's a quick and easy procedure, and the results really are amazing.
West Medical works with all PPO health insurance providers, and they also offer great financing options. Call West Medical for a private consultation. Call 1-800-WEST-MEDICAL. That's 1-800-937-8633. Or visit westmedical.com.
I feel incredible because I call 1-800-WEST-MEDICAL.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump calling leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man makes their rocket's visit to the entire U.S. inevitable. Global affairs correspondent Elise Labatt says the move will only escalate tensions.
You know, how does each one get to the table and still save face? President Trump certainly is not one to back down from a fight. And Kim Jong-un, this week, unprecedented statement in his name, attacking President Trump.
Elsewhere, dozens of anxious mayors are arriving to meet with Puerto Rico's governor to present a long list of things they urgently need after Hurricane Maria devastated the island. And correspondent Nick Valencia reports
local officials are taking generators to the over 1,500 cell towers that are here to try to get them back up so people can get in touch with their family members.
KABC SoCal weather, sunny this afternoon with highs in the 70s. Tonight, clear with lows in the mid-50s to around 60. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, K News.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Yes, these are happy days. And we are back. I'm Alan Gervey. This is Gervey's Law. You want to sing that, Anson?
Grab me wrong. Rocking and rolling all night long.
Good.
It was better years ago.
No, it's really good. I just didn't know you didn't know the words. What did you have?
Probably. It was like I could hardly hear it. Give me a break.
Okay. We're talking to Potsy Weber from Happy
thank
Days.
You. Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank
is it,
you.
Anson, is it true?
That's absolutely true. What do you need?
John Lennon actually came to see you with his son?
You know, it was the first year of the show. His son, Julian, was a big fan. Out of the blue, there he is on the Happy Days set.
Wow.
And John Lennon, his son, Julian, and he spent the entire day on the set. The nicest guy. He was actually very shy.
Really?
Very shy. And he was just so approachable and just so one of the guys. He was just a memorable day in my life.
You know, you showed me a picture between the break. It's a black and white picture.
Yeah.
It's a great job. Maybe you can send that to me because I'd like to post it on our Facebook page.
Absolutely will.
Because it's a great picture. It's got the Happy Days cast, John Lennon, Sean.
Yeah, John Lennon, Julian.
Julian.
Ron Howard's in it. Sean. John Lennon. Sean was not born yet.
I know.
You know, it's like years later.
I'm trying to make you younger. You look so young. I'm trying to make it like Sean was there, but he was. He wasn't born yet.
I just made myself old by saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ron's in the picture. Henry's in the picture. Donnie's in the picture.
Yeah.
And then a lucky guest star. And the director, Jerry Paris.
It's a great shot.
You know, our director, he won all these Emmys on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and he played the next door neighbor, Jerry the Dentist.
I remember.
Greatest comedy director in life. I mean, to this day, such an effect on all of us.
Wow.
What a creative man.
And you learned directing from him, I'm sure.
Oh, a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
You know, anyway, we'll take a look. Go to Gervie's Law Facebook page later in the day, and we'll have that up for you. We want to talk about alert drops. That's what we're talking about today. And we want to welcome on Gervie's Law Daniel Brown, who's an attorney with Taylor English in Atlanta. He's a healthcare attorney. He's a member of the Executive Committee of National Sleep Foundation in Washington, D.C. Dan, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's great. Well, you got a great voice.
Yeah, you got that really majestic voice.
You know,
there you go.
Anson and I are just good. We just need to shut up and let Dan talk.
No, I have to bring myself down a few octaves. Hey, how are you, Alan?
So
things are going. Yeah, everything's fine.
Dan, tell us.
Yes.
Tell us about drowsy driving and what kind of problems it's really presenting now.
Yes, please do.
Well, Alan, thanks. I appreciate you having me on the show today. I'm an attorney. Do a lot of healthcare stuff and working with the National Sleep Foundation for about 8 years. I rolled off the board just about 8 weeks ago. And we at the National Sleep Foundation have a real interest in making sure that we bring awareness to the problem of drowsy driving. We do a lot of advocacy work to try to make congressional leaders, other legislators understand that drowsy driving can be as dangerous as drunk driving. As a matter of fact, you know, if you've got about 17 hours of sustained wakefulness, that's about 0.05 blood alcohol level, you know, as a corresponding with your blood alcohol level. So, you know, if you go even further, and if you could actually measure your fatigue, you would be driving under the influence of fatigue. And that's impaired driving, just like talking to your cell phone or just like being driving under the influence of alcohol.
But Dan, I've got to ask you this because it really begs the question. With respect to drunk driving, we have standards, measures, we can do the testing. How do you focus on this when we're talking about drowsy driving? Because a lot of people don't know. And then how can someone be criminally prosecuted if there's no test to show how drowsy or how impaired the driver is?
Bingo. That's a $64,000 question in this whole field of criminality. You know, if you've got a breathalyzer, you can go in there and chemically determine what your blood alcohol level is. The legislature can say, if you have this mark, poof, we're going to say you have broken a law, you go to jail. And how do you do that with fatigue? I mean, if you and I could create a fatigue-alyzer, I mean, we could certainly put this problem to bed, no pun intended.
Right.
But that is the issue. How do we prove evidence? And let me give you a couple examples about how states have kind of tripped over their feet to get to this point. New Jersey passed Maggie's Law back in 2002. This is a horrible consequence. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was a college student, Maggie, I think I've forgotten her last name. She was driving down the street and someone smashed into her and killed her in an automobile accident.
Wow. That's
awful. You know how you can always tell if there's a drowsy driver in an accident? You know what the telltale sign is, don't you?
What, Anson, do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
Okay, go ahead. Dan.
No skid marks. You come upon an accident with no skid marks and a big crash, you know this person either.
interesting.
That's brilliant.
But that's what happened to this poor girl. She got killed in an accident. The driver of the car that killed her, the defendant, we found out that he had not slept for the past 30 hours. And he is basically fatigued, sleep to the wheel. So it goes to court, and the victim's family kind of says, Your Honor, we got to throw the book at this guy, right? You got to put him in jail for reckless driving, for, you know, just reckless driving. And the judge looked at the reckless driving code in New Jersey and said, you know, there's nothing in here about fatigue indicating, you know, guilt of reckless driving. You know, they were drunk. Yeah, reckless driving, throw the book, and I'm going to jail. But, you know, I'm sorry. What's required under the law here is the maximum penalty I can give this guy is $200.
No.
Whoa.
No, it was heart-rending. And the mom took it upon herself, rightfully so, to go to the legislature and said, we got to fix this. And what they came up with was an amendment to their reckless driving law. And what we would like to say is that, oh, yeah. The law says that if you've been awake for 24 consecutive hours, then that's evidence of recklessness just to get behind the wheel and drive. We'd like for that law to say that, but it doesn't, because, Alan, you are exactly right. How do we prove if someone's really, really, really so tired that they can't drive? Is 24 hours a measure or not? So originally the law was enacted or drafted by the legislators to say, if we can prove that you have 24 hours uninterrupted wakefulness, then that is evidence of criminality.
Does Arkansas also have a law?
Yeah, Arkansas does too, and it has the same problem that New Jersey does.
Yeah,
it doesn't say that it is a binary on off. It basically says that in New Jersey that it's a presumption of recklessness.
Right.
If you've been awake for 24 straight hours. Well, Arkansas did the exact same thing. It's a presumption. And you know how you get away, around these laws, don't you?
No, you stumped us again. Anson and I are looking at each other like a deer in headlights. Dan, go ahead.
If you're the defendant and you want to prove that you're not reckless under this law, all you have to do is prove that you had a catnap for 10 minutes somewhere in that 24-hour period. And that broke the 24-hour consecutive.
And who?
Would you have a video camera on yourself?
Exactly. I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do that?
Dan, this has got to be the easiest job for a lawyer, because all they have to do is say, yes, he or she had a catnap, and no one can prove it whether they did or not.
It's ridiculous. All of that's ridiculous.
Well, it's not ridiculous. I mean, they're really trying. Many of these states are moving forward. The National Sleep Foundation is helping. You try to get a better measure of what sleeplessness is.
Because right.
It's a scientific matter. If you have, it's more like wakefulness over a period of 36 hours without having more than 3 or 4 hours sleep during that extended period. Okay. That's a more reasonable measure. And, you know, arguably states might get there, but still we're at the point of how do you measure fatigue? And it is an issue in these laws.
I just want to ask Dan, go ahead, because he's an author of Legal Implications of Sleep Apnea. He's on the faculty of the Atlantic School of Sleep Medicine and Technology. Let's talk a little bit about sleep apnea, because, you know, my brother has sleep apnea, and I've watched that, you know, he dozes off, especially watching TV at night, and he's got the CPAP, he's doing really well, and a lot of things are going better now. But I can imagine so many people have sleep apnea. Anson, before we talk to Dan, is alert drops going to help someone who has a medical condition?
I can't say. I think that all depends on their condition and the doctor. I can tell you, alert drops will absolutely help the majority of everybody.
Right.
You know, as far as special medical situations, I don't know.
Well, I don't know about the medical situation, but
it will definitely. It will put it this way: if adrenaline in the body will help, you know, that person, yes. Because we created, Dr. Heimlich and I created a product, and basically it's citric acid with lemon and water, and it hits the lingual nerve on the middle of the top of the tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. And whoop, you're instantly up, your own body waking the body. So we can make someone alert immediately to get off the road and take care of themselves. Because if we can't, instead of having to arrest people, it'd be great to save their life.
Dan?
Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead. We want to talk about this, because I know you're an expert on sleep apnea, people who are on medications, fibromyalgia, and other disorders that cause people to be sleep, not getting the delta sleep that they need, the restorative sleep they need. How do we look at this from a lawyer's perspective? And then what Anson said, why not something like alert drops, which can at least help people get to where they need to get without an accident.
I'm not sure I can speak to alert drops and how it works medically or even in the legal system. But if I understand, make sure I understand your question. If you have sleep apnea or some other sleep disorder, narcolepsy, for example, you know, should you be driving? You know, what steps can you be taking to make sure that you're not a risk to others on the road? And you know, as far as obstructive sleep apnea, the best thing to do is be compliant under CPAP. And if you're a narcoleptic, then to make sure you take whatever type of medical therapy is prescribed to you. And some states say that if you're narcoleptic, you really shouldn't even be driving or otherwise have a disorder that could cause some type of written stent paralysis.
So what is the future? We only have a minute with you, Dan. Tell us what the future in this is. Are we going to see more legislation, more prosecutions? We obviously, Tracy Morgan was in the news, obviously, a few years ago.
Yeah, the Tracy Morgan case was fascinating. You know what happened in that case? That guy, he also in New Jersey, he admitted he had not been asleep, that he had not had any sleep for 28 hours. So bingo,
wow.
He's under that law, he's out. But what happened with him was he lives in Georgia.
Oh.
And he turned to his wife and said, okay, I got to go to work today. Drove 12 hours to his station in Delaware to start work. Then he worked 14 hours on the road. So his records, his driving records for that day, he was in his 13th and a half hour, but
right.
Hey, he'd been up for 28. I mean, that's an instance. Where are we going with all this? I think we're going places with education. I think there are external activities going on. For example, certain automobiles have sensors that look at your eyes while you drive, and if you start to nod off, the car will talk to you or tell you to get off the road. I mean, it's there's a lot of technology going on out there. So I think the law is looking at this more and more and more, and so is technology, and people know it's a problem, and we're gonna attack it.
You know, it's really important. You're doing some important work because it is becoming an epidemic and is very difficult to prove, but we need to address it. We have the week, isn't it coming up? The National Sleep Foundation, are they involved with in November?
November 6th through 13th.
Yeah, what is that?
Right. Well, it's National Drowsy Driver or Sleep Health Week, and basically it part of the National Sleep Foundation's advocacy program to bring awareness to these problems to the public and to work with advocacy groups to make sleep health.
So that's November 6th to the 13th, Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. Daniel Brown from Taylor English in Atlanta, thank you so much for being with us today on Gervie's Law.
Sounds great, y'all.
Okay, take care. Have a good day. Anson.
Yes.
To me, alert drops is the answer.
Well, you know, I hear all the facts, but what's the solution? Dr. Heimlich had the solution. We're saving lives talking here.
I would rather take the risk of taking an alert drops than doing nothing. Because
yes.
As Daniel Brown is saying, it's very difficult to prove. Why not try?
I want to prevent it. I don't want to have to prove anything.
Right.
My whole deal is not having to prove it, saving your darn life. You know,
exactly.
And by the way, if you go to alertjobs.com, you'll see the testimonials are phenomenal. We are helping people.
I mean,
everyone
should have it in their car. It's
yes.
as simple as that.
And as far as technology,
how much is it? It's not a lot of money.
It's like a month's worth, like $9.99.
Yeah, I think
for
that
a month.
For you to be able to drive and be awake.
One Starbucks is $5, you know?
Exactly. Put it in your car. It's alertjobs.com.
Alertjobs.com. Save your family's life. Save your friend's life. This is something that can be stopped.
Right.
Dr. Heimlich, before he passed away, was insistent this gets to everybody's home, everybody's car.
No reason
to drive drowsy.
He saved so many lives with the Heimlich maneuver.
Yes.
Now let's save lives. And you know what? You don't need to be asleep at the wheel.
No, you don't. Alert drops.
Alert drops.
We'll solve it.
Alertdrops.com. Now, don't miss what's coming up next, because after the break, Hudson and Harper Gervey, 4 and 3 years old, are going to talk about their New Year's resolutions, what they want to do to improve themselves. And my mom, Evelyn Gervey, is going to check in. She's on our show often, and she hasn't been on for a while. She's got a lot to say. Don't miss it. You're listening to Gervey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need 3 extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just 2 arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Imagine your varicose and spider veins gone in 1 hour. Call West Medical.
I feel incredible because I called 1-800-WEST-MEDICAL.
Good morning.
I was in Hawaii, and I wanted to go to Pearl Harbor. So I hop in a cab, said Pearl Harbor, and step on it. The cab driver makes a sharp left, and he falls out of the car. Now, he didn't go all the way out, but his butt is hanging out of the car. And we're going in a sharp circle in the parking lot. And he stops the car, and he turns around to me in the back and says, "Well, that's never happened before."
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Oh my God.
Does it bring back memories?
A few thousand, yes.
My shoulder. That's Alan singing, not. Come on, Anson.
Whisper in your arms, baby. Working on the night. Show me that you love me too. Put
your lips. Go ahead. Mom?
Too high a key.
Are you going? It's too high. I'm going with your lead.
I've been singing with the pro.
Here, go ahead. I want to hear your singing. You remember Put Your Head on Your Shoulder?
Sure.
You remember Potsy from Happy Days?
Of course, I watched it all the time.
Yeah, you did. It was amazing. And he's doing such great work. It's Alan Gervey. We're back here on Gervey's Law. We're with Anson Whelan. He's co-hosting Carrie's Away Today.
Yes, she's in Mexico helping
City,
people. Helping the earthquake victims.
And I have my mom straight from Toronto, Canada, who's here helping out with me with Hudson and Harper. There you hear them giggling. How's it been going with Hudson and Harper?
Fantastic. I'm so happy to be here with my grandchildren. And they're good kids, right? Sit still.
Okay, you guys.
Okay.
I want to ask you, Hudson, what did you do today?
What did you do?
Did you play baseball?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
Did you hit the ball?
Yeah.
Did you make a home run?
No.
No. That's okay.
All right, so we're going to talk. I don't know. Okay, you have to stop playing with the microphone.
I didn't know the mic could get in that many positions.
Okay. You guys wanted to be on, so what do we want to talk about? This week, for our Jewish friends, it was the new year, Rosh Hashanah, and that's a new year, and this Saturday coming up is Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And we want to talk about how we can be better people in the new year and how we can improve. Hudson, do you have any ideas of what we can do in the new year to be better people?
Talking to the mic. What should we do?
Are we going to that mic?
I am.
Okay.
Are we going to help people?
Are we going to help people?
Look, there's an echo.
Can we turn the
here?
Echo? Okay, you guys. What's their list? Okay, Hudson had, he said you wanted to help people. Is that what you
help
want to do?
People.
Okay,
help people.
Harper, you said give people money. What do you mean by that?
Let's give people money. Let's give people money.
Okay.
Well, when they need to buy food.
Hudson?
When they need to buy food. That when they need to buy food.
Okay, yeah. What about you wanted to listen to your parents? Who said that? Listen to your mommy and daddy.
Listen to mama.
Who in here?
Who in here said that?
You.
Okay. Boy, you didn't do this like it was rehearsed.
No.
We're going to have to cut you. Okay, last one. What else did you want to do? What did you say in the car today on the
microphone. Microphone.
No. Okay. Not working. Okay, come on.
Okay, Mom, why don't you tell us what you're looking forward to in the new year?
What? Just a minute.
Okay, I'm going to have to come over there, you guys. Anson, okay. Take over.
Great. Hi, everybody. It's quite an interesting room now.
Yeah.
Hey, this didn't wasn't... you tell me? You said something was like your favorite restaurant's what?
Where did you eat at? Today?
Where did you eat at?
Where did you? Where did you have?
White daddy.
Right there.
Yeah.
Were the white spots?
No.
No white spots.
No, I had white daddy.
Ah, what else? Yeah.
What else?
Okay.
No,
okay.
You what else?
Me what else? But it's your what else? How can it be my what else if it's your what else?
No, you what else?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you guys are cut. Okay, let's talk about.
This is great.
See
see you later. Oh my gosh, it's a motorized chair.
Bye.
Out the door. Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay. Mom, so what do you plan on doing when you're here in Los Angeles?
What are we going to do? Well, I'm playing with my grandchildren. And I'm cooking.
Ah, what are you cooking?
And I made meatballs yesterday. Ooh. Did you like my meatballs, Hudson? What's the answer? Did you like Baba's meatballs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Wow.
I didn't know microphones could do 360s.
Anyways, we're going to...
Do you remember way back when Elvis Presley... Do you know that Anson Williams?
Do you know? I had the opportunity to meet Elvis Presley many years ago. I was doing a telethon, cerebral palsy telethon, in Monroe, Louisiana, and the building where the telethon was taking place was at the end of a parking lot. At the end of the other side was the Civic Center where Elvis was doing a concert, and one of the kids with cerebral palsy, I guess, had met Red, his friend, at a restaurant, and they invited this wonderful kid and his mom to meet Elvis as he came out the stage door at the end of the concert. So they invited me to come along. So we walked across the parking lot, waited outside the stage door, and there Elvis comes out after the concert, heading to his Lincoln limousine. And there he was. And he made that kid with CP feel like the star. He took the scarf off his neck, put it around the kid, was so kind and so generous with his time. And then I got to meet him too. And he said, I was all the singing on the telethon. Yeah. I go, you watched me? And I had a chance to speak with Elvis about 10 minutes there in the Monroe, Louisiana parking lot. The nicest, kindest man. And he made this kid feel like the king.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's so amazing how people have had impacts in our life. And, Mom, I want to ask you, first of all, who's had an impact, because we're going to ask Anson, and I know someone had a big impact that he wrote about in his book, Singing to a Bulldog. But before we get there, I'm going to put you on the spot. You tell me.
Nobody wrote a book about me.
No one's written a book about
me? No.
Well, it's about time.
Who's had an impact in your life? Your mother, your father, a teacher?
All of the above.
I will tell you.
Shame on you.
Give me a hint.
On the spot.
Were there any custodians, for instance, in your life? How about you, Anson?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, what a nice maneuver to get back to the book. Very good. Yes, I was, it's funny, when I grew up, you know, we were like one step above poor. You know, anything you want in life, you work for and whatever. And I had a harsh upbringing. And, anything I wanted, I needed a part-time job to make the money. I got a part-time job at Leonard's Department Store, assistant janitor. My boss was Willie Turner, African-American, not well-educated, and a functioning alcoholic head janitor. However, he was a prophet. This man had insight to people, human nature. He called the janitorial room the talk room, the talk room.
Right.
And there would be two oil drum cans in there, surrounded by all the, you know, products. And he's the first person in my life that talked to me, not at me.
Wow.
And in the short time I was there, Willie, I found out who I was, what I was capable of, connected to myself, was able to go, to leave knowing where I was going, knowing what I was doing, all because of the heart of Willie Turner. If it wasn't for Willie Turner, I would not be here now talking to you.
You know, and it's so important to think about this, because this was someone, a philosopher king, who wasn't on Happy Days. He wasn't an actor. He wasn't a director. He wasn't making a whole lot of money.
No.
But he had so much to say. And I know, Mom, when you talk about how you grew up, you also had a difficult upbringing in terms of not having a whole lot. Yeah. And there were people who had an impact when you were living in the Greenhaven Apartments in Winnipeg. You remember?
No.
Weren't there a lot of people?
Yes. Who helped? No, I'm thinking back when we lived in a three-room apartment, and there was the two kids, and I slept on a height of, like a sofa that opened up. We never had a room, and when my parents bought a house, and it was so exciting to go, and I shared a bed with my sister. We didn't even have twin beds, but I was so happy to have, we were happy to have a bedroom.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to, so if my parents had visitors, we had to go into my parents' bedroom till the visitors left at night. Then they opened up the Davenport, we called
it.
Yeah,
right.
Remember the Davenport?
I do.
Yeah. And then my sister Mindy and I slept on the Davenport. But we were happy. It was okay. But then they bought the house, and we had to share a bedroom, but we were so happy to have a bedroom.
Right.
And you know what? We didn't even have twin beds because the bedroom was too small. So that wasn't great. And she used to pinch me, and we'd fight, and she'd scratch.
And this is how we learn and how we become better people.
Yeah,
Anson's book, Singing to a Bulldog, From Happy Days to Hollywood Director and The Unlikely Mentor Who Got Me There, this is some of the philosophies, the strategies in life that make you a better person, just Mom, you're talking about.
Yeah, my parents worked hard. They had a restaurant. My mother worked in the kitchen. And I was cashier sometimes when I was a teenager. And my parents were always there, even Friday night, you know, when we never had dinner together. But we would go to we called it the store.
Right.
And we had the challah, like the Jewish Friday night
challah.
Dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
In the back booth, the Shabbos dinner. In the back booth, in the restaurant, so we could all eat together.
Oh, nice.
Because my parents were there all the time.
Nice.
So,
you know, just to get back, it's so funny. Well, I mean, my Willie experience ties into Elvis very quickly. I was able to tell Elvis about Willie Turner.
Really?
And he said, and this, no one knows this, fact, when he got out of high school, he was very unconfident, and he worked in a factory line, electrical company or something. There was a person next to him on the line that gave him the confidence to do his first recording. If it was, he said, if it wasn't for my Willie Turner, I wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
Amazing. You know, these stories are all around, and, you know, it's just inspiring, and I hope everyone who's listening gets inspired. I want to thank Anson Williams for co-hosting today. Alert drops.
Yes.
Everyone should have them in their car. Again,
yes.
Go to alertdrops.com.
Yes, alertdrops.com, and you'll get all the information, all the science behind it, all the reasons why you need it, and you can also buy it on Amazon, too.
On Amazon. Go to Amazon, Alert Drops.
You go to Alert Drops on Amazon or alertdrops.com. One or the other.
Thanks
save
for
a
being,
life.
Thanks. Save a life.
Yes, save a life.
And save your own. Mom, thanks for being here as always. I love having you here.
I love being here.
And Hudson and Harper, thanks. Next week will be the best of Gervie's Law in 2 weeks, so we'll be back.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.